This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. A chilling domestic terror plot targeting last weekend's UFC event at the White House has been uncovered, involving explosive-laden drones, snipers, and an online network aiming to spark a violent revolution. According to federal court records, 19-year-old Tyson Proper of Ohio faces severe federal charges, including conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States, attempted murder of a U.S. officer or employee, possession of a firearm in furtherance of a crime of violence, and the transfer of a firearm used to commit a felony. The charges stem from an alleged plot targeting the June 14th UFC event held on the White House South Lawn, which was attended by President Donald Trump and other high-ranking government officials. An FBI affidavit filed by Task Force Officer Christopher Betts reveals that authorities first became aware of the imminent threat on June 10th after Proper's mother contacted law enforcement out of concern over her son's recent behavior. Proper's father told responding officers that the teenager had recently connected with extremists online, purchased multiple firearms, body armor, and other tactical equipment, and planned to leave home that weekend to meet members of the group. The family voluntarily surrendered the weapons and gear to authorities. Investigators later recovered photographs on the teen's phone showing large quantities of ammunition, two plate carriers loaded with AR-style magazines, an AR-style rifle, and a bullpup rifle painted with an American flag. The affidavit states that Proper was subsequently transported to a local hospital for emergency admission based on what investigators described as homicidal ideation. In interviews with investigators, Proper's mother alleged he had recently become involved with an online group made up of individuals who claimed to be former military members and promoted extreme religious and anti-government beliefs. Proper admitted to investigators that members initially connected through a TikTok group called Vanguard of the Old before moving their conversations to the encrypted app Signal. The group believed that the U.S. was headed in the wrong direction and needed to be torn down so it could be rebuilt. Proper allegedly admitted to helping plan the attack, stating that members intended to meet in Fredericksburg, Virginia before traveling to Washington. According to the complaint, the group planned to stage a distraction demonstration on the north side of the White House while drones carrying explosive devices detonated over the event venue. The explosions were intended to force attendees and high-value targets to flee south, where armed members of the group planned to open fire. Proper stated this attack was designed to jumpstart a revolution. Signal chats containing 19 participants revealed discussions of sniper positions, drone launch locations, escape routes, a potential safe house, and targets within Congress. While the complaint describes a plan involving explosive drones, it does not allege that investigators actually recovered explosives. The Associated Press reports that a multi-state operation has resulted in 5 arrests across Ohio, Missouri, and California. FBI Director Kash Patel stated on X that the planned attacks were stopped cold, and Proper is scheduled for a detention hearing Wednesday. More crime and justice news after this. Next, we turn to Jersey City, New Jersey, where a juvenile is under arrest following a horrifying acid attack outside a home on Wilkinson Avenue near Ocean Avenue on Monday night. The Jersey City Police Department reports 6 victims in total, including 3 teenagers. A 21-year-old woman was hospitalized with second-degree burns to her face and scalp after a car pulled up to the group and someone threw what is believed to be sulfuric acid before fleeing the scene. Witness Amelia Sanchez heard the immediate confrontation from her home and spoke to ABC7's Eyewitness News.
Calling each other names and fighting. I heard one of the girls screaming, saying it burned, it burned.
Sanchez, who is bedridden and spoke through her window, expressed her utter shock over the horrific violence occurring right on her block.
I was going crazy because I couldn't see nothing. Mm-hmm. And this is happening on my block. Imagine if my grandkids were sitting out here.
According to witnesses, the injured victims desperately held towels to their faces as they were loaded into ambulances. A statement from the mayor indicates the targeted attack appeared to stem from an earlier dispute between a large group of people. As first responders washed down contaminated surfaces, neighbors lamented the sudden violence, noting that people seemed to be increasingly out for revenge. Finally, Boston police have arrested a 14-year-old boy in connection with the armed robbery of a children's lemonade stand on West 9th Street. According to Boston police, the juvenile faces arraignment in juvenile court on 2 counts of armed robbery and 2 counts of unlawful possession of a firearm. The robbery occurred Wednesday afternoon, where an 11-year-old girl and her 12-year-old brother were running their neighborhood stand. 2 young men approached, asked if the stand accepted Apple Pay, and then forcefully grabbed their cash box. The children's father, Dave Byrne, recounted the terrifying encounter to Fox News.
They seen my 11-year-old daughter and 12-year-old son, and they basically went up to them. They seen their little lockbox that had their money in it, and they said, "We're going to take this." And as they said that, they were also flashing the gun that they had at their waistband.
Police state one suspect flashed a black firearm in his waistband before both fled with the cash box, which was later recovered empty. Investigators have released surveillance images and are asking anyone with information on the second suspect to contact detectives at 617-343-4742. Dave Byrne told Fox News that the incident has deeply traumatized his children.
They're definitely shaken up. It's just kids being kids, right? They're having a lemonade stand on the corner. You really don't expect anything like that ever to happen. So something like this was definitely very traumatizing for them.
On Friday evening, the siblings courageously reopened their lemonade stand with overwhelming support from neighbors and Mayor Michelle Wu. Boston City Councilor Ed Flynn announced that half the money raised during the reopening will be donated to a local organization focused on preventing gun violence. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.